So how did it feel to be out there in such a big part of the, you know, win and doing it in the fourth quarter?
I mean, I love it. Anytime, you know, somebody can step up and have the team win, we truly appreciate it. But tonight was a fun game. We battled, we stayed in the game, we fought hard, and that's what it takes to make it to the playoffs.
What do you think was the difference for you and the team defensively in the fourth quarter against the Jazz?
Keep playing hard. We know that they were going to come out hard, and then we Channing helped us tonight. Thanks God, he always. But I think our defense was great tonight, and that's why we've been winning games the last couple of weeks. It's not offense; it's truly defensive, because we are now one of the best team in the NBA defensively the last 15 games, and we really want to improve it today and make sure that we get the 8th spot.
What are you doing to keep yourself ready with your playing time kind of yo-yo?
I know the playing time has been up and down, but you know, I'm a vet. I told you before. You know, I just try to keep my mind in the game and ready to till the coach call my name and you know, be productive and try to stay on the floor as much as possible. Even though I know that he has to play Vince Carter and Grant and all those guys, but you know, just try to get myself ready and help my team.
Is this Dougie-able, or what do we have to do to get the Dougie? What does it take?
No, I'm just trying to get to the 8th spot right now. You know, right now I'm 10, so I'm going to do a half a Dougie. And hopefully the rest of the season I'll be doing half, and the playoff I'll do all of them. So, you know, just one step at a time. Fox. I'm Michael Petrus. Fox. Thank you.
In the fourth quarter, you were able to hit your shots, but you were also able to take advantage of what they were giving you.
I was wide open. You know, once Steve get in the paint and try to create for each other, somebody is going to be open. I was open, and I was about to make the shots. And, you know, I just tried to get myself ready, have my team, thinking about that 8th spot. And, you know, it's always very important from experience when I was in Golden State to finish strong the first part of the season, because the second part is going to be even harder, because everybody going to try to make a run, and it's not going to be easy. So you just have to stay the way we've been playing hard the last 15 games. And you guys never saw the Suns on one of the top teams in the NBA defensively, and that's why we came here, to improve and stay together and try to get to the playoffs.
What's it mean to beat a team that's right ahead of you on that board?
I mean, it doesn't mean anything to us. We want to beat everybody, easy team, small team, strong team, whatever, because we're trying to make it to the playoff, and we really want to make the last push, because at the end of the day, I don't want to go be on vacation watching other teams. It doesn't make any fun to me, and I won't watch them anyway. So I'd rather be on the floor till June and try to make it to the championship. You never know.
You're a shooter. What's it feel like to be in the kind of zone that Channing was in tonight?
I was in a great zone. I've been through that before, and it's pretty fun. But the thing is even better when your team win, and Channing, he did a great job tonight, making shots, and most important for us, we got to win, move on, and finish strong on Thursday.
Thanks. Can you talk about a couple of those blocks you had that play where you got called for hanging on the rim? Is that what they called for?
I mean, I was just trying to protect myself, because, you know, I was so high and I don't want to land and try to get hurt. So that's why I hang on the rim, and they got me a tech. So I think it wasn't a personal tech. It was like a hang on the rim tech. So we won the game. So everything now gone.
All right. Thanks, sir.
You're welcome.